On the phone with me for this segment, I have Joey Dweck, founder of the online weight loss support site, Weight Loss Buddy. He says that social media has created new stresses which are triggering overeating and weight gain for millions of us, and we'll be talking about that. So thank you very much for joining me today, Joey. I appreciate it.
Stephen, thank you so much for having me on. And I really hope that we're able to give your listeners some information that's really actionable.
Okay, so why is social media stressing us all out?
Okay, well, there are a bunch of reasons for that, and we can go over them gradually. Some of them are when we compare each other with each other, our stress, when other people are feeling stressed out, we feel stressed out. And then there's the acronym FOMO, F-O-M-O, which stands for fear of missing out. And people feel as, wow, I'm missing something. And then, of course, there's politics, and their friends don't quite look at the political scene the way they do. I'll tell you, but I must tell you this. In today's, I get a lot of a news feed. And one of the news feeds that came in 2 days ago, I'm sorry, Jaren, and here's the headline. Are your Facebook friends making you sick? Now, I didn't make that up, okay? And it has to do, and the subheadline is, Facebook users who engage in social comparison are more aware of their physical ailments. So, we know that social media has an upside in connecting us all and keeping us in touch with each other, but there is a huge downside. And the downside finds its outlet in stress. And I need not tell you, Stephen, that stress is a catch-all for a lot of bad things in the body.
Okay, now you gave us some of the ways that social media is stressing us out, but why does social media stress us out, and why does it cause us to gain weight?
Well, it's been shown many, many times that when we're stressed out, we have a tendency to use food because our body is in a stress state, and we forget that we're eating, and we continue to eat. We don't monitor those points in our body. We say, "Oh, look, I've eaten enough." And also, it's very important to look at stress accurately. Stress, short-term stress, was very necessary for our survival as animals in the Serengeti when we came down from the trees, as we needed to run away from predators, and our bodies needed to gear up by producing cortisol, the stress hormone, which led to the production of insulin and helped us get away. But what we're discussing here is chronic stress, and chronic stress is a bad thing, and it causes all kinds of problems because our bodies are not geared to be constantly heightened, this level of heightened awareness. So we have to be careful when we talk about stress. Short-term stress, good. Long-term chronic stress, bad. And it weight gain is only one of the things that happens with chronic stress.
Okay, now what are some of the common reasons that we struggle with completing a weight loss program or losing weight in general?
Well, first of all, a lot of people need to, one of my pet peeves is that they set goals for themselves. And goals are a very slippery slope, because when you set a goal, the minute you set a goal, you're basically saying, oh, well, I'm not doing so good right now where I am. I'm failing, unless I get to where I want to go. And that makes us feel bad about ourselves, and that's not good. So what I'm a big advocate of, and most of the behavioral change gurus are big advocates of, are systems where they say, look, it doesn't really matter what I am today and where I'm going. I'm going to set up a system, and as long as I do that system today and I start in the next hour, I'm on a winning trajectory. And I'm going to use that system. I'm not going to set myself a goal and then fall off it and feel bad about myself. So a lot of but look, we need food. Food is a very necessary part of survival. But stress, and just in general, not even online stress in general causes us, a lot of people, to use food as an emotional crutch. So to answer your question directly, why is it so difficult? Because first of all, we need food in order to survive. It's tough to limit our intake, And depending upon each individual's specific body type and chemistry, it's harder for some people to lose than others. But in most cases, the prime reason for failure is because people don't feel good about themselves. And instead of using a system, set goals and compare themselves to others, feel bad about themselves, and continue to use food as a crutch.
I imagine that people that have tried weight loss plans and have failed over and over, that could probably lead to their self-esteem problem or their failure to get on another program that will help them succeed.
No question about it. The ones that succeed, whatever diet they continue to follow, now there's a lot of national diets that are good. The goal, what we try to do is to create a system that's going to say, look, I'm doing this long term. I'm just going to continue on my path, and I'm going to find people who will support me on my path. You need positive people. A major problem happens when people decide to change. And those people around them, whether they're their loved ones, their significant others, or the people in their workplace, are threatened by their change. Oh, wow, this guy's exercising 5 times a week. I'm not doing it. And then they'll come in with some snide or sarcastic remarks looking at that. So a lot of our efforts are undermined. And the important thing is to surround yourself with people who will support your systems and support your efforts. And then when you've done it long enough, I don't know, there's a whole bunch of literature on it, Duhigg and about habit change. You've got to continue doing it until you see positive results, and then it becomes a lifestyle. And that really becomes the underscoring success point. Lifestyle.
Okay, now you talk about support. You are the founder of Weight Loss Buddy. Tell us about that.
Well, about many years ago, I founded Weight Loss Buddy when my wife had our children and she would find herself eating late at night. And I said to myself that the idea of getting someone who's not in your immediate circle, who sort of just gives you a little bit of tough love, and I founded the Weight Loss Buddy because you could go online, and we have hundreds of thousands of people online. By the way, I must tell you, listeners, weightlossbuddy.com is 100% free, and there's never a charge for it. And they can even go on their mobile phones, on their browser, and say weightlossbuddy.com or on their desktop. And what they'll do is they'll find other people who are going through very similar struggles. And unlike Facebook, where they'll see their high school sweethearts or their friends around the corner, Weight Loss Buddy is a community dedicated solely to support.
Okay, now how does having a buddy actually improve weight loss or help you to lose weight?
Okay. The central idea that Weight Loss Buddy spins around is accountability, Steve. Okay. It's been shown umpteen times that when you're accountable to someone for some behavior, there's more of a tendency to stick with the behavior. But we have a saying at Buddy, it's on our main website, it says, you can't help someone up a hill without getting closer to the top yourself. And that's because we emphasize not only getting help from someone else, but helping others, almost in a volunteer type of way, where you help others who are struggling. And when you do help others, when you are that support system, that you feel better about yourself. And when you feel better about yourself, there's much less of a tendency to use food as a crutch, emotional crutch.
Okay, now what about choosing a friend or family member as your so-called buddy? Is that a good idea?
Yeah, I touched on that briefly a little bit back, and that's a very touchy subject. That person has to get on board with you and really applaud your efforts, okay? You must find someone who is 110% in your corner. And if that's the case, then yes, the answer is a definite and a loud shout-out yes, because you can also go exercise with that person and go out to eat with that person who wants to eat the same kinds of foods you do. But you have to be very careful in enlisting a buddy that's close to you and make sure that they're not going to subconsciously sabotage your efforts.
Okay, great. Now, tell us exactly how the program works. How does weightlossbuddy.com work? Walk us through the program. You sign up for the app, and then what do you do?
Well, you sign up either, it's not really in the App Store now, if you go on your browser, either on Safari or the Google browser or online. And once you sign up, it takes, maybe a minute and a half. And what you'll do is you'll be going to a wall that's very similar to the Facebook type of wall where you'll see people posting. And you'll see someone and you'll read their story and you'll see the pictures that they put up. And you'll say, wow, I like this person. I would like to follow this person. And when you follow someone, they get a request that you'd like to be their buddy. And when you are their buddy, then you can look at your own wall and see what they're doing, keep up to date on what they're doing themselves. And we also have a couple, 125 experts on Weight Loss Buddy and books and a whole slew of things. But the central part, again, is accountability, Steve, accountability.
Okay, great. Now tell us what's currently being featured on Weight Loss Buddy.
Well, what we've done is we've upgraded. We've worked very, very, I must tell you that we worked very hard on our desktop version of Buddy, and only in the last 3 to 4 months have we gotten involved with the mobile, because a lot of people like mobile. So we have a dual platform. So what we've done now is if they go on their browser on their mobile and they get to Weight Loss Buddy, boom, they're in, and it should catch them. It should catch them. They should say, wow, this is wonderful. Let me look around and see who's here, and let me see if this is for me. And if it is for them, to find someone who can help support them and make them accountable.
Now, how can we get more information about Weight Loss Buddy?
Well, they can either go to weightlossbuddy.com on their mobile or their desktop, or, of course, I love to get emails. My email is joey@weightlossbuddy.com, or they can call our office at 877-BUDDY-UP, and all of those will afford them ways to get. We've been around for quite some time, and we have a couple of 100,000 users, so we're not new at this game, and it's probably the best thing for losing weight.
Okay, as we start to wrap things up, is there one point you'd like to make on how we can de-stress from social media, which will in turn help us lose weight, possibly?
Yes. Well, the catch-all word that has been bandied around a little bit too much is mindfulness. And in this particular case, it's just saying, look, if you're going to go online, if you're going to go on Facebook, if you're going to go on Twitter, if you're going to go on LinkedIn, any of these, just be aware of where you're putting yourself. Be aware of it. And once you're aware of it, it's when you're not aware that you succumb to the stresses that are there. But if you're aware of it and, wait a minute, this is no good. I'm not feeling so great about this. I'm going to get off this. So mindfulness is probably the single most important factor in losing weight and understanding the stresses that are involved on the Internet.
Okay, Joey Dweck, founder of the online weight loss support site, weightlossbuddy.com, and we've been talking about how social media has created new stresses, which are triggering overeating and weight gain for millions of us, and how to combat that problem. So thank you very much for joining me, Joey. I appreciate it.
Well, Stephen, thank you so much, and God bless you. Take care of yourself, and thanks for the great work you're doing.